This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I'm so glad that you are with me today for a lot of reasons, but I'm going to be sharing an important lesson that I learned the other day. It came in the form of a frustration. It came from being upset. And that in and of itself felt like a lesson to me, a reminder to me that hidden inside the things that bother me, hidden inside the moments when I am emotional, there's always a lesson. There is always an opportunity for growth. And that brings me a lot of peace, you know, because when I am upset, I know that it is also an opportunity for me to grow, to change, to learn something, to improve somewhere. And boy, did I get served up a big one of these opportunities the other day. And the cool thing about this particular situation is that as the lesson came to me in frustration, I realized that it's a tool I'm going to use in a lot of other moments, whether I make a choice that I don't feel good about, or I'm just beating myself up for missing a goal or not hitting a target or anything. So I am going to tell you, it all started because my contractor quit and the job's not done. Before we get into how I felt and how I came to this lesson and what it means to you, Matic is known for their mushroom elixirs. And I don't like mushrooms, which is one of the reasons I love Four Sigmatic. Mushrooms have lots of health-promoting properties, but they generally haven't gotten the adoption from the mass public because of the flavor. A lot of people, like me, don't like mushrooms. And so what Four Sigmatic has done is taken mushroom extracts and adaptogens and put them into one of my favorite things, coffee. That's right, coffee and lattes, which I can get excited about coffee. When you tell me that you are sneaking in some really great stuff into my coffee to make it even better for me and I don't taste it, I'm a happy kiddo. So today's episode is brought to you by Four Sigmatic, and I will just reiterate, if you are not a mushroom person, I am not either. You will be really surprised that when you have maybe their turmeric latte or just their plain ground dark roast coffee, you will not taste mushrooms. Now, when we were in these conversations about sponsorship and that sort of thing, I wanted to see the paperwork on their product testing. Because coffee in general and mushrooms, never mind when you combine the two, can be prone to having mycotoxins or molds, yeast, things like that. And every single batch of their product is third-party tested. So they're not doing the testing themselves. They're sending it out to a third party. They're tested for heavy metals, for allergens, for pathogenic bacteria, yeast, mold, those mycotoxins I mentioned, pesticides. And I love that. And when you reach out to them, if you say, you know, I want to see the documentation, they are happy to provide it. The other reason that I love Four Sigmatic is that their coffee products all come in little travel packets. I do get the big bag of ground coffee because I just drink coffee every day. But I've got a couple of trips coming up. So in just a couple days, I'm leaving for California. And then I'm home for 12 hours, not even. And then I'm leaving for Bermuda. And I don't like hotel coffee. And coffee really matters to me. So I'm excited to bring their travel packets along the way. Like I said, I drink every day the ground coffee that includes lion's mane and chaga, a couple of mushrooms that are known for focus and mental clarity. But again, you don't taste that in the coffee. And then go figure this morning,
I'm always so excited. I set my coffee pot the night before. So when I wake up, it's all ready. I walk over, I pick up the pot and it's like half full. And I'm thinking, I'm the only one awake. Why is it not full? It ran. And for whatever reason, my coffee pot malfunctioned, but I was able to just boil some water and have one of the packets. So right now I'm drinking the turmeric latte, which is so, so good. Anyway, I'll put the link in the body of the show notes. I was going to say email in the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/607. But if you go to foursigmatic.com, use the coupon code PRIMAL, PRIMAL, and you will save 15%. So you can just go to foursigmatic.com, use the coupon code PRIMAL, PRIMAL, and you'll save 15%. And I will put that link in the show notes for today's episode, which you can find at primalpotential.com/607. On to the lesson I learned through a really unpleasant moment. That even now with the lesson, I still wish the situation hadn't happened. I still wish it hadn't happened the way it did. So the backstory is, in a nutshell, my contractor quit, the project isn't done, and not only this is for my office, but we were already underway with purchases and planning and scheduling for massive renovations in my house. And these things have taken us months to get to. Ordering and designs and all of that kind of stuff. And it's tough to find people to work with. So I was really upset. My office isn't done. Now I don't know what I'll do for the main house. I didn't understand. So all morning long, I'm working in the office with Sarah. My boyfriend was home. And I kept saying things like, I just don't understand why it happens like this. I really don't understand the problem. I don't understand how this person could be angry and how this is like an acceptable response in a professional situation. And to my boyfriend, I was saying, like, what am I going to do? How am I going to finish the office? And what is he going to bill me for? And is this going to end up costing me more money? And what are we going to do for the whole house? And I cried. And I called this guy and I emailed him joyfully, right? Like, with a great attitude, just genuinely kind of like, I don't understand. And it was an ugly morning. It really was. But meanwhile, I had to get work done. Like, I wasn't able to just stop what I was doing and deal with this situation. I was going through the work stuff that needed to get done. And in my mind, this was just on a loop, playing on a loop. I had to watch a training video that one of my friends had put out. And it was kind of funny. I had it playing in the office so Sarah could hear it too. And she's looking at me like, do you realize how much this is speaking to your situation right now? And while this isn't where the lesson came from, it is what led me to it. She was talking about something that I've talked about here very recently on the Emotional Resilience podcast. But you know how sometimes you just have to hear it at the right time? Like maybe when you're upset versus calm, or you have to hear it in the right way, or you have to hear it from somebody other than yourself, right? It's one thing to know something, but my clients tell me this a lot, like, I know that, but when I hear you say it like that, it just clicks differently. I've known that this isn't new to me, but having this conversation with you has helped, and I definitely had one of those moments. What she was talking about was the sometimes uncomfortable reality that anybody can say anything to you. Like they just can. Whether we like it or not is a whole nother thing. But realistically, us humans can say what we want and feel how we want, and we don't have control over what other people say or do. What we have control over is the meaning we attach to it. So when this all happened, when my contractor quit, I absolutely did not have to make it about me and my hurt feelings. I did not have to go to the place of I don't understand and what's going on and I don't get it. I don't have to get it. It is draining to me to try to understand somebody else's thoughts. And We do this all the time. We do this with ourselves too. My clients will say, I don't understand why I always dot, dot, dot. And I'm like, let's not worry about understanding it. Let's create change. You're not here to get a PhD in your behavior. You're here to make a change. So as I'm watching her video, she's saying, what you control is how you take it. And if you focus on being hurt, you're giving away your power to just say, okay, this happened. I don't have to attach to it emotionally. I don't have to infuse it with meaning. I just don't have to. And I thought about this concept that I write about in Chasing Cupcakes in terms of like leaving a window open when you have the heat on. And for some reason, I was talking about how no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, no matter how you crank up the heat, you're not changing the temperature because there's an escape, there's waste. And I thought about the waste that this was creating in my own body and in my own mind. Like one of the things that drives me bonkers, and I think it's because it drove my dad bonkers, is leaving lights on in the house. Like my boyfriend goes to bed after me and leaves like two lights on. And the next day I'm like, it's just a waste, right? Why is it a waste? Because energy is being accounted for that's not needed. Energy is being used that isn't necessary. And the same thing was happening. It was like I had this light on in my brain that I wouldn't turn off. Because I always can choose to, though it's not necessarily easy. It is a choice. I could have turned that light off and saved that energy. But instead, I just leave the light on. And I let it get hotter and hotter and hotter and drain my energy. But it felt hard in that moment. You know, like I was sad. I was upset. I was worried. But the reality is that is only one version of the truth, right? That is only one version of the truth, because what is also true is maybe this was the best thing that happened at the best time. That is entirely possible too. Or maybe it's that in the scheme of life, it really doesn't matter. Contractors are going to quit and this is the price of playing the game. I've got years worth of renovations on this house. Do I think for 1 second that we're going to get through 6 months and there's not going to be a hiccup? Like, of course not. So maybe this is, Elizabeth, welcome to being an adult doing renovations. These things happen. And what can you learn from it? I think about that in terms of running a business, right? When something happens, like your site goes down, this is an essential moment to grow as a business owner, right? Because you can say, well, how do we respond well to this? What is the best course of action? And then after it's resolved, what can we do to make sure it doesn't happen again? It is giving you an opportunity to build your skill set, to be a more resilient business owner. And the same thing is true with these renovations. This is going to happen. And in this moment, I can choose to feel sorry for myself and fall apart and cry and, oh my gosh, it's never going to work and what am I going to do and manufacture all these problems that haven't happened yet. Or I can say, this is one of those opportunities that I get to be better, that I get to become a different version of myself, go to the next level of my own thinking and my own choosing. So as I'm having all of these thoughts, have you ever had like a moment where you just get clarity, like something comes to you so clearly? I had one of those moments. And the moment for me was, and now I'll make it great. It was just such a crystal clear thought. And now I'll make it great. It happened. It's done. I can't change it. We can't go back in time. I can't hit Control Z. Undo and make it not ever have happened. But now I can make it great. Now I can make it great. The faster I can get to acceptance and response, the better for me and the better for the solution. Because what I want is a solution. I don't want to feel understood more than I want a solution. I want the solution most. If you don't get it, that's fine. If I don't get it, that's fine. I want a solution. And it reminds me of something that came up in the Slay Day episode 604 when Terry Lynn said, it's not about who has the easiest path. It's not about who's the most consistent or who makes the most level 10 decisions or who has the fewest barriers. It's about who has the fastest turnaround. So, Elizabeth, here you are. How fast can your turnaround be? How quickly can you get to acceptance and response? And now I'll make it great. I can make it great from here. I don't know how. I don't know what that will look like, but I know it's possible. And then I realized just how true this is in every area of life. How many times have I beat myself up for days over a food choice or a missed goal? How many times have I worried about money for weeks on end after an unexpected bill came in the mail? And now I'll make it great. It happened. Whatever it is, that you drank too much last night, that your budget is messed up for the month, and now I'll make it great. Now I will go from here. This thing happened, it's done, and I will make it amazing. Whether that means the next choice is amazing, the rest of your day is amazing, the rest of the outcome is amazing, and now I'll make it amazing. That became, in that day, this was a few days ago now, my drama shutoff valve. And now I'll make it great. Yeah, this happened. Yeah, that was said. Yeah, this isn't done. And now I'll make it great. And now I'll make it great. One question I asked myself to help, because again, I didn't know how, I still don't know how to make it great. But one of the questions I asked myself was, if this turned out to be the very best possible thing for me, how would it be so? If it turned out that this situation is actually in my favor, for my good, how would that be so? And there's a million reasons there. Maybe having this relationship end before getting into bigger and more expensive projects is exactly the best thing for me. Maybe this allows me to think outside the box and actually save a lot of money by doing the kitchen and the bathroom remodel differently. Maybe it was only supposed to go this far, and this is exactly the way it was supposed to be. But it happened, and now I'll make it great. And whether we're talking about divorce, whether we're talking about overeating, overspending, being in debt, a layoff, a breakup, a missed goal, and now you can make it great. From this point forward, you can make it great. You can always make it great. How can you make it great going forward today? How can you turn this loss into a win? How can you turn this moment of struggle into a lesson, into a stepping stone that takes you to in the next level of yourself? Whether we're talking about food and weight, whether we're talking about health and fitness, whether we're talking about relationship or career or money, when you stay in the problem, you're draining your energy. And it is a choice. And it's a choice we have to make again and again and again. This still keeps popping up into my mind. What the heck? Why did this happen? Are you serious? Like, really? Really? And now I'll make it great. That's it. It's my drama shut-off valve. And now I'll make it great. I don't have to understand it. I don't have to like it. But I do have the power to make it great. And I'm either going to use my energy for that, or I'm going to use my energy to spin my wheels in the problem. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to dwell. I want to make it great. I want to get it right more than I want to be right, more than I want to be understood. And this is an opportunity. Just like every frustration in business is an opportunity to become a better business owner, every frustration or perceived loss in your life is an opportunity for you to become a better version of yourself. And it doesn't mean you have to like it. And it doesn't mean you aren't sad. And it doesn't mean you don't feel those feelings. And also, you get to work on the solution. It's not about who makes the best decisions. It's about who has the fastest turnaround time. Who can get most quickly to acceptance and redirection, to winning? And now I'll make it great.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox,
just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.